The TNT Shop has great gift ideas for your furry family member. And we don't mean your Aunt Dolores.
You stink!
The TNT Shop has it all. At TNTRadio.live. Welcome to Lynn's Warriors, ground zero in the war to protect our children. And now, Lynn Shaw on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Let's do this. Welcome, Warrior. This is Saturday, October 14th, 2023, on today's News Talk, 24/7 Global TNT Radio. And I am Lynn Shaw, the Warrior. And today, you are my Warrior for the next hour. And hopefully, no, not hopefully, I know, and beyond. Community creates change. I tell you this every week. Thank you for joining us. Please settle in, listen up, get ready to take your weekly Warrior notes. You know the drill. We have so much to cover, and we're coming to you from a very dark and rainy New York City. A lot going on. Let's rock and roll. Free speech, 24-hour news talk. You have no excuse. Please go to the episodes tab. You can listen to all of the past episodes of Lynn's Warriors and all of the other great presenters, hosts on TNT Radio. You need to hear truth, not propaganda. The Warriors, we cover headlines that few want to dive into, ask, question in the media. But we want to provide you with the truth. We are based on facts. You just need to know one thing. There is a war on for our children in the United States and around the globe. This program may be disturbing because it's all true. All true. So buckle up. You know, this is a rough week, Warrior. If you are feeling this way, can you imagine how our kids are feeling, how our youth are feeling? It has been especially a really heavy week. I couldn't wait to get to the microphone this week to just, you know, I just want to say my heart goes out to every single person affected. It's horrific. Let's separate just for a second. Hear me out with this one. You know, politics from all of this. How frightened these children must be, mothers, fathers, whether it's Israel, Palestine. Seeing these images of mothers crying out for their children, fathers, you know, carrying children's bodies. Right now in the United States, your children are seeing the worst of humanity. Because if they have unlimited, unfiltered, unmonitored access to the internet, which most kids do, it's true. How do you explain this evil to your children? You cannot. You must address. You must provide them. Because they're seeing it. I know they're seeing it. I know you're overwhelmed. But this is a major horrific event in the world. And you have to talk to the kids about it. Honest and open discussion, age appropriate. The best advice I can give, a lot of people reached out to me this week, how do we deal with our children, is to talk to them. You know, they also this week were recommending in Israel that if your children are on TikTok, Instagram, Palestine, around the world, actually, get off of these platforms. I say, everybody, get off of these platforms because it's okay. You have to explain. People are addicted to the internet. We know this. We have plenty of studies. I don't have time to tell you about everything because that would be boring and we don't want to be boring. But you know, some of the videos online and photos are actual footage, and many of it, footage from the Middle East showing horrific violence and tragedy. But Hamas militants are posting execution videos on social media. Or at least we think they are. So you cannot unsee this type of horror, and kids need to be protected from this. And others are, you know, coming out of Israel posting things. We don't know what's true and what's not. And there are photos, because I know this for a fact, that are not even from this conflict that are being posted, that they're from this conflict. So people are spreading misinformation, violent content that is not accurate, that is confusing. So to make matters worse, listen, we talk about this every week here on The Warriors. This violent content, I'll never be able to figure it out. It's another program. You know, so much censorship online for certain topics, but not for this violent content. We know that the social media platforms are not well policed. They have reduced, in the last year especially, all of their trust and safety teams. And those are the people responsible. You know, if you work at Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, that you are, your job is to police these, you know, postings and see what is offensive. Anything with a minor, well, you think it would be offensive. Tough. We work constantly to take these images down, take this content down. Yet other content gets censored. For instance, I don't know, I'll just throw in the vaccines because we're all familiar with that. A lot of that content was censored, but we can't get the content with children taken down. We can't get this violent, these images. Again, a lot of it's misinformation, disinformation taken down. And then people share it, retweet it, whatever, and it just keeps making the rounds. So it's taking hours every day because they've reduced their staff, which I can't figure out. If anything, all of these big tech platforms should be really increasing, right? Doesn't it just make sense? All of their safety platforms. So they're not doing that. So you have to check in with the teens, your children in your life, and you have to help them limit their time online, especially right now as this horror is unfolding over the last week. I mean, check on your, I'm going to say it, you know, check on the children. You got to check on them every single day in relationship to their social media. It's about checking in. It's about listening. It's about talking. It's about taking action. But then it's always about following up. You know, this is kind of, I'll just say it. Take this tragedy. Take this horror unfolding. I mean, you can't turn on a TV set without hearing, you know, cable TV, constant Israel, Palestine. And they love it. I mean, their ratings are doing great on Fox, CNN, I heard. You know, disaster always does well for ratings. But let this be a jumping off point. If you have not done what I recommend you all the time, to start a conversation, to start a discussion with your children about this. Because I regret to say this, that I feel this is only the beginning of this war we are seeing unfolding. You know, I was a kid during the Vietnam War, and the only images you really saw, well, you could read something in the morning newspaper, evening newspaper. Those days we had two newspapers. Also the news at night, you know, the Walter Cronkites, you know, putting myself back there. The images around the dinner hour, you would see this. But now it's 24/7. We can't escape. And it's overwhelming. I don't see an end right now. I don't like to say this to what is happening in the Middle East. I mean, do you? I don't have any answers. You know, what is the answer? I don't know of an answer. If anybody has an answer, somebody should contact me. So the best time is right now to talk to your children, to open up the communication, to start your family digital partnership. It starts with something I tell you all the time. Start weaning yourselves and your children off the platform. Start with the 15 minutes a day, I kid you not, and work back to a half hour. Work back to an hour a day. Definitely the dinner hour, the lunch hour, whatever you want to call it. Definitely put those devices down. It is out of control. And surprisingly, even here in New York City, New York State, our Governor Kathy Hochul just called out the other day with our New York State Attorney General, we have to start looking into kids and the harmful algorithms and how much time they're spending online. Now, again, I know there's that constant argument. Well, this is privacy. This is this. You're looking to get into our business. Look, everybody has your business already. We're talking about things with, you know, rape videos for children, buying drugs on Instagram. That's what we're talking about. Nobody I know who works in this arena of child safety, whether law enforcement, policymakers, warriors, other nonprofits, nobody's looking to shut down anybody's privacy. We are looking to protect children. That is it. So despite, if you go in the media and you look and you research, you will see nothing. Because, you know, it's backed by big tech. There's a lot of money there. And they'll put out how horrific this is, shutting down, you know, privacy. We're not trying to do it. We're simply asking platforms to protect children. So that was interesting coming out of our New York Governor, Kathy Hochul, and the Attorney General, New York State Attorney General, Letitia James. They want to start looking into, because children are definitely being affected by all of this. So it is the best time, family, digital partnerships. You know, many teens will also, and young people, they want to know how they can help. Here's what I want to recommend about that. Helping also always makes one feel better. How you can make a difference. People will say to me, I don't know how to help, where to go. So with every disaster also comes along a lot of scams. Let's realize when there's a buck to be made. People scam other people, especially everybody's vulnerable at this time. So if you go to Lynn's Warriors, my Facebook and Twitter, I have a link to some very well-vetted organizations. Both. This is not about a political issue. It's not about, for me, Israel, Palestine. It's for everybody. And I recommend, you know, doing your research. See if there are any red flags when you go online. See, make sure you get a receipt if you're going to donate money. Reach out to local organizations that you know of, or friends of yours, or family members know of. And check, always there's Charity Watch and Charity Navigator that always compile lists of very highly rated charities. Be very careful though. You know, prioritize giving to organizations that have a presence on the ground and will stay involved long-term. Because a lot of people set up these scams. I'm warning you, because a lot of people will reach out to me about human trafficking. And they'll say, I donated to this organization. And I have to, unfortunately, tell them, I never heard of that organization. They don't have a website. They don't have, you know, a tax ID number. We have to be very careful. So everybody, let's all get on board. Remember, I'm going to keep telling you this until you wake up and go to bed. You say community creates change. New York City here was very quiet yesterday. This day of jihad, I noticed when I was out early in the morning, mid-morning, like 10 a.m., a lot of offices the night before, businesses were shut down, stores were shut down. A lot of employees received emails late the night before, we're closing the offices, nothing. So we know that any war, conflict, always, and this is something I want to point out, always, right? We have vulnerable people. What happens? What have I taught you? When there's vulnerabilities, it increases sexual exploitation. It increases human trafficking. So we need to be on alert. We need to know that the predators are always, always, always one step. Now I'm going to say 10 steps. 10 steps ahead of us. 10 steps ahead of us. And so they are searching right now, looking for vulnerable people to traffic. We have to be very careful. It is 2023. Anything you grew up with, you learned, you were told, you were taught, it is a new country. It is a new world. And I want to remind everybody, we have a war going on right here in America. Nobody's talking about it. It is called Our United States Borders. Why aren't we talking about it? Can't we multitask? Can't we handle different things at different times? Because right now, have you heard anything about the borders lately? Because I haven't. And we know in New York City, they tell us 800, 1,000 people are showing up here a day. Remember, what do I always tell you? If that's the number they give, the number's higher. We know a destination spot has become San Diego. Nobody talks about San Diego. Very little chat about San Diego. Where now they are saying, 500 people are showing up a day. And recently, they were telling people they couldn't keep up with the processing. Take a bus. You're here. Go walk. Go find something. Just go. Who are these people? Who are these children with these people? Do they really belong with these adults? Nobody's vetting. It's just a processing. So we have the criminal cartels. We know this. As a matter of fact, if you're in the New York City area, I am doing an event this Wednesday, October 18th in New York City. Again, all the information, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, website, lynnswarriors.org, you name it, LinkedIn, I'm there. Because if I help one of you a day, if I affect change, that's all I ask for. That's all I ask for, because the big picture is too much to look at. But doing an event 6 o'clock at night, along with my good friend and colleague, Jason Jones, who is a renowned border expert, my source, works on the border, tells me everything I need to know about the border. And we do have a national security threat with young men 30 and under flooding our country. Again, no real vetting. I don't care what anybody says. There's no real vetting. They're processed and you're on your way. And 30 and under from, that would be, you know, fighting age men that are from over 160 countries. So what are they all doing here? You know, we'll hear a little bit in the media about families. Again, you can kind of feel sorry, and children and parents. But what about all these young men flooding our country? over 160 countries. Unbelievable. And disappearing because nobody, a report came out the other day that 85% of these illegal aliens in our country, there's no follow-up. Nobody really knows where they are in the last year that report came from. There's no reconnecting. Shouldn't people be in the streets screaming about this? So we have a national security threat, a war. I call it a war on our hands. And don't forget the fentanyl is killing an American every 3 minutes. That is a war on our people. Yet nobody's talking about it. We have a lot going on. We have to stay focused. We have to stay in our lanes. We have to effect change. We have to stand up in our communities. I'll tell you who one of the biggest warriors I know is coming up, and I can't wait. Seek Smith is joining me. She is the general and founder of the Mom and Dad Army, defending children across the United States and globe, and building troops in every community. What's happening on Saturday, October 21st? You'll want to know. A must listen. Don't go anywhere. This is today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
You should hear what Steve Hook is talking about.
The story about Kevin McCarthy getting ousted, that'll be gone in a couple of days. But the infight is going to go on. Now, there's a lot of people that are just cheering this on. And this is the message we need to send. And I understand it. I get it. I get the frustration. I get the whole label of, oh, he's a uniparty guy. I don't think that's true, but I get it. He's certainly been around for a while. And, you know, you've been around D.C. for a while, no matter how conservative or how rock solid you are on some of the issues, the stench just kind of starts to get on you. And that certainly happened with McCarthy. He was seen to be willing to work with Democrats. And there's a whole bunch of people, especially conservatives, that, and I'm talking about voters here, that are absolutely sick to death of business as usual. And by the way, this isn't some new phenomenon. Trump was elected because of this phenomenon back in 2016. So there's a lot of people that are just absolutely furious with D.C. I am certainly one of them.
Steve Hook and today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Radio works because of its ability to personalize to the listener.
What's exciting these days is that people are rediscovering it. You know, people are really rediscovering just how powerful radio is, how ubiquitous it is. It's in our cars, it's in our homes. There are so many new ways to access it. It's everywhere.
To find out more, go to tntradio.live. Today's News Talk Radio.
I do a lot of streaming radio.
I do a lot of free streaming.
TNTRadio.live.
It is an honor to have Seek Smith join me. She describes herself as a wife, mom, connector, free thinker, truth seeker, freedom fighter, and my favorite word in the world, warrior. For children, she talks my talk and she walks the walk. Seek is the general and founder of the Mom and Dad Army now. As the attacks on our kids became more and more frequent, she felt the intense call to bring together fierce warriors that have inspired her with their boldness. The Mom and Dad Army was created to activate and mobilize fierce protectors of children. The mission is hashtag everybody, get ready, stop the war on children. Please follow the Mom and Dad Army now and see how you can help by starting a battalion in your community. The website is mom-army.com. Seek Smith, welcome to the Warriors. Let's go. We have a lot to cover.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come back. I'm so excited to have this conversation.
You know, look, let's go. I spoke to you a while back on air when the Mom Army was kind of just starting out, kind of new. And look at you. In a short time, you're exploding. You have battalions not only in the United States and building, but around the globe. I love it. But first, tell us about you a little bit. How did you get here? How did you become this warrior?
Well, I'd have to go back to almost 15 years ago before I had my daughter. I've been fighting child sex trafficking for almost 15 years now. Every way you can think of, you know, advocating, sitting on panels, gala fundraisers in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills, marches, Save the Children marches during the COVID lockdowns. I helped lead two of those. But fast forward to now, I just felt this calling to bring more warriors together in a more unified voice. And that's essentially what became Mom Army. We're a survivor-led organization. More than half of our leaders are survivors of child sexual abuse and even trafficking. And so I think that puts us in a very unique position on how we come at these issues that are coming after our children. But that's essentially how it started. So that's in a quick nutshell, kind of how I got here.
you're a warrior. You woke up, you're a warrior. But also, when I was reading about you, researching a little bit, I did not know that you also were inspired going way back because of your dad's story coming from Cambodia and that oppression. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, my dad has an incredibly inspiring story, and I'm starting to share his story more. I just did a documentary recently, and you know, be on the lookout for this documentary. It's from a book called Beneath Sheep's Clothes, and it's about communism seeping into our education system. The author, Julie, is a wonderful, wonderful woman who's trying to get the message out there. She's done tons of research on this. But back to, you know, for my dad's story, he was a soldier with the Cambodian government fighting the Khmer Rouge and fighting the Communist Party. Unfortunately, you know, in the 70s, the Khmer Rouge took over and Cambodia fell. So my dad has this incredibly inspiring story of escaping communism and genocide and hashing an escape plan to leave the concentration camps and made his way to the border, to the Thailand refugees. And that's how I ended up here. I was three when I was living in the refugee camp before I immigrated and got permission to immigrate to the United States as a refugee. So I'm a proud patriot, a proud American. I know that I would not be here if it wasn't for my dad's fierceness, you know, to survive the atrocities that was being perpetrated in the 70s in Cambodia by a very extreme communist, you know, regime.
That's very powerful and very I don't even know what kind of words to put on something like that. You know, it's, I'll just throw in Sikh, you know, when people complain, they should hear that story, you know, like your dad's story or something like that, of survival and changing and inspiring. Let me ask you. So, you know, there's nothing more fierce than mamas. How did the dad, it's a natural fit, but how did the dad army come about? Because we need more men to also step up.
Yeah, and I think that's what's happening now. We're starting to see more and more men. When we launched Mom Army, I started to get trickles of DMs into our DMs and men saying, we stand behind you 1,000%. You know, what could we do? How can we get involved? And my husband is a warrior, and a lot of the men around me are strong men who are protectors of women and children. And so it was just a natural extension of what we were doing with Mom Army to start Dad Army, to give dads a place to speak up, to give dads a place to really, you know, serve and be in their purpose of, you know, protecting women and children. And that's essentially how it started. And so we have this wonderful group of men from across the country that are coming together to essentially, you know, be on the same mission as Mom Army. And so we provide a platform to speak up, to speak out. We do trainings for, you know, for our members, leadership training. So everyone fights locally for a broader mission of protecting children.
Let me ask you, how did all, because I'm telling you, there's so many, I was posting to Instagram, so many mom armies now. How did you build in such a short time? Was it really just because of online and because of word of mouth and everybody wanting to jump on board? Because I was like, look at this. This is incredible. Is that your best way? Is that how it built? Just being online and word of mouth?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all of it. It's like a perfect storm is the way I describe it. I know when I first went on your show, we had just started and it was right before the Balenciaga protest. So that was almost a year ago. And we're in the leadership phase. I realized in order to have a strong army, you needed to build the foundation of true leadership. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking for leaders that are already out there being very vocal. It's a really interesting time we live in, right? People are afraid to speak up. People are being canceled. People are losing their jobs, losing their livelihoods. For standing up for children, it's the weirdest place to be, you know, in this modern time, right? And that's how it started. It's a combination of people are ready to rise up. They can't stay silent anymore. I think our silence has gotten us here. We've just been trying to raise our family, run our businesses, you know, live our lives. And behind the scenes, you know, you've got infiltration into our school systems, our, you know, medical system. It's like every institution that we've trusted are essentially going after our children. And we're seeing it more and more. And I think more moms, more dads are becoming aware and they want to do something. They're activated. And so they reach out to us. And usually, you know, there's an interview process and an application process to make sure it's the right fit. We're a different kind of parent group, if you want to kind of put us under that umbrella. But like I said earlier, we're a survivor-led organization. So these moms don't want what happened to them to happen to other children. So they fight this in a really fierce way. It's the best way I can describe it. They don't back down. They don't care what you call them because we get called every name in the book, you know, just like everybody else. But it's that important to keep on the path because we're talking about our children and their future. And so that's how we've grown really fast. It's just people are coming to us. They have this really strong calling to do more, and then they find their home with Mom Army.
I love that. I want to remind the website mom-army.com. Please go find out how you can start a battalion in your community. Also, donations. You know, it takes money, everybody. I know you all know that, but this is what it takes. So everybody, you want to put your money into something good? You ask me a lot, what can I do? This is it, Mom Army. Let me ask you a little bit more about that censorship, because you'd think, Seek, it would be the easiest thing, like protecting our kids, talking up about our kids. Yet, I find it the hardest thing in the world. We've got a public that doesn't want to address it a lot because it's dark and ugly. Then we have a media that they don't really want to cover what I call the nuts and bolts, you know, the truth about a lot of things. Sure, if it's Jeffrey Epstein, they love all that stuff. They think it's going to get them clicks and likes. At least that's what I think. But I am starting to see it opening a tiny bit up. But have you faced, you just mentioned about name calling, and I call it bullying. You know, when they have nothing better to do, they distract us, and then they can slip in and do all of these horrific things that have been going on in the last few years. Is the censorship, is it okay for you? Is it bad for you? Is everything? Because we want to work on getting this word out to everybody.
It's really interesting. We had our team meeting this morning. We do what we call our Soul Saturday leadership training. So this morning we all kind of shared what we've been seeing as far as censorship is concerned. We monitored censorship a year ago when we were doing the Balenciaga nationwide protest that we hosted. This go around with this rally, the censorship is even worse. I just got dinged with a violation on Instagram yesterday that I can no longer go live. And I have a live event tomorrow that I'm doing with our Mom Army in Germany. So things like that are happening. Very suspicious. The timing is really peculiar. Our engagement is really, really low, despite the promotion of the rally being a collected effort between Gays Against Groomers and all the other organizations that are getting involved. It's the lowest engagement and likes and shares we've ever seen on any of the posts that we've made. So the censorship is real. And it's really interesting that of all things, a rally to protect children and stop the war on children is one thing that big tech is censoring.
But we have to hang on to, we think they're fooling around with numbers. We know it because it's not, you know, I can post something and get like one person looked at it. No way. No way. So we just have to keep going. No matter what, just keep going, keep going, keep going. Now, I want to get into October 21st. Tell us a little bit more about that, because we are going to push in the following week up until next Saturday, and we are going to rock this country and the world, and we're going to show them what is going on. Tell us all about how this came about, what we can expect, and how everyone can get involved.
Yeah. If for anyone that's been on social media, a little less than a month ago, Canada had their Million March for Children. And our Canada chapter leaders were out at three of the different rallies, one in Toronto, one in Hamilton, Ontario, and one in Edmonton. And I had them go live to update us with what was going on in Canada. So inspired. I mean, Canada had over 100 rallies across their country to protect children and their innocence. And from there, I was sitting in a meeting with a school board member here in Arizona, and she goes, "Why aren't we hitting the streets?" And I looked at her and I said, "We can. We just have to get organized." And that was it. And I text my friend Jamie, who's the founder of Gays Against Groomers. I'm like, "Jamie, we need a nationwide protest rally. Are you in?" And she said, "Yes." And from there, we reached out to all of our chapter leaders and said, "Hey, guys, if we do a nationwide rally, would you be willing to lead one in your city?" And between her chapters and our chapters, we had over 20 say yes. And so that was a building block to announcing this. So Jamie quickly whipped up a flyer. We picked a date. We wanted to make sure it was before Halloween while the weather was still nice around the country. We wanted to make sure it wasn't going to get too close to the, you know, to the Thanksgiving holiday. And so we just announced it haphazardly. We really didn't have all the pieces together. But for those that know me, I'm a put the cart before the horse kind of person. And so we announced this rally and we started organizing and we started calling other organizations. And I think to date now we have over 50 organizations on board joining forces for this rally, including you, including your support with Lynn's Warriors. I mean, we're so grateful for, you know, for your efforts and your support in helping out with this rally. And that's essentially how it started. And so we've got like 35 cities in the US plus over 36 in Canada and 4 cities in Germany. So this is worldwide in the sense that there are multiple countries participating in this rally.
And I feel like, Seek, in the next week, it's going to grow even further. We're going to hear, you know, people jump on board, you know, kind of last minute. At least I'm finding that a lot these days. Again, the website, mom-army.com. Find out, learn more. Tell us about... share with us your expertise. I mean, your expertise, your boots on the ground. What are some of, what's the landscape? What should parents and caregivers right now, 2023, what are some of the pressing issues we need to be looking at, researching, and dealing with, not hiding from because people are scared and overwhelmed, but we have to go straight forward and look at them. What are some of these issues?
Yeah, I think first of all, it's coming to terms with what's actually happening. I think there's a lot of denial with parents that if it's not happening in their classroom, that it's not happening at all. And that's the first thing I would want to say is to please be, you know, to educate yourself and go find the information because it's happening all over this country. It's not just one lone wolf school district. It's not just one, you know, one school. It's embedded and they do it very, they sneak these policies into the curriculum. You know, you're seeing parents at school boards with the pornography books, you know, I mean, it's outright pornography. If you showed that book to a child in a park somewhere, you would be arrested. But because it's cloaked under education in our school system, seems to be fine. And so parents across the country are finding out this horrific material that their children are being exposed to. And I'm talking as young as kindergarten. We're not talking about high school. We're not talking about middle school. We're talking about younger and younger. I mean, for example, this past week, on Wednesday was coming out day.
Yes.
And LAUSD had to celebrate coming out day all week long for as low as kindergartners. And they were also getting like a little certification that they were learning about coming out. I mean, this is information that is just too much for a young child, is exposing them to subjects that they really don't need any, you know, information on. So everything is, for me, everything's child age appropriate. You know, when I was 12 and 13, I remember sex ed, but that was learning about your body. It's not what they're teaching now. And when I share what they're teaching, they are teaching children how to's, you know, in terms of sexual behavior and very dangerous behavior that they're pushing on our children. So those are the things we're talking about. I mean, I can't believe I'm even saying some of the stuff that I'm saying, but that's what's out there. So in the school system, you have to watch out. Entertainment, Hollywood, the cartoons that they're watching, YouTube, social media, big tech is part of the problem. We unfortunately incentivize these companies. They get so many clicks. You know, I've reported really inappropriate Instagram page and I get a response that says, oh, it's fine. They're not violating any community guidelines. And we're talking like children being inappropriately displayed online. But if I post something to educate people, I'm violating.
You know, there's so much going on. And the other thing we have to point out, Seek, is that parents have to realize there's something called parental autonomy. They are in charge of their children. I've had parents say to me, well, we're scared. You have every right to go into that school, question and look at the curriculum, know what books your children are being given. But the most important thing I always recommend, see if you agree with me, you know, be that class parent, go to those school board meetings, speak up. That is your right. I don't understand these books at all, Seek, and that's going on here in New York. It's going on in New Jersey, Connecticut, across the country with the Library Association, and it is truly pornographic. So we won't sidetrack, but we do know how pornography can affect little kids, their brains, you know, once seen cannot be unseen. Let's get back to October 21st, because it's a week away. We need everybody to become a warrior. We need everybody to join the mom army, dad army. What do you hope to accomplish out of next week's mission, the rally?
The main goal of the rally is, one, is to be visible and to educate and bring more awareness so that more concerned citizens, more parents, everybody who wants to start and protect children can get activated. We have to do this together. We need more numbers. So that's the first and foremost.
Well, we want to thank Seek Smith. She is the general and founder of the Mom and Dad Army. I want to thank her for joining us and taking the time. I also want to say, you know, God bless her and her team, all the battalions across America and the world. The website, I'm urging you, go there, mom-army.com. Find out more about next week's October 21st rally. It is a worldwide rally. We want to support, defend, and fight for children. Rally up. That's our hashtag, rally up. Because our children are not for sale. We're not going to stand for this. Seek Smith, she truly is a warrior, and I'm looking forward to the rally. I'll be in Albany, New York next week. We are going to talk to Seek again soon. Perhaps next week we can get her back on and continue this. But just know, there is a war on for your children. The good news is parents, caregivers are now speaking up and saying, no more, we're not going to have this. This is today's News Talk. TNT Radio.
De-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
I'm going to read from a great blog on CFACT, The Climate War is Over, China Won. It's by Duggan Flanagan, and it's fascinating because Michael Mann is involved with this. Now, next week, supposedly, Michael Mann's lawsuit against Tim Ball and Mark Stein goes to trial. And this ought to be interesting because the great man himself has to show up and actually show people what the heck he's talking about. In any case, he's the creator of the debunked hockey stick graph. In the 2021 published book entitled The New Climate War, Whatever Happened to the Old Climate War? Was that over? The Fight to Take Back Our Planet. His thesis was that climate-altering fossil fuel companies, right-wing plutocrats, and petro-states are the enemies of humanity, and of course, that means that they are out to destroy humanity. And he seems to think that these army of activists that he's one of, that condemned the Industrial Revolution, can defeat the desires of the Chinese, Russian, Indian, and Pan-African people who want benefits from using fossil fuels and create a utopian world powered solely by renewable energy. You know, it's hard to believe someone could actually come up with that. What is really puzzling about this is, where would Michael Mann be, or any of these people be, without fossil fuels? They'd be in the Stone Age, for goodness sakes. And the temperature would be just as warm, because CO2 has very little to do with all this. But this is the kind of lunacy that we're facing. It's across the board. It's involved in everything. By that I mean the hiding of facts, the distortion of facts, the unwillingness to expose the whole truth is leading to a lot of the problems you see across the world. This is TNT Climate and Weather Watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
Prescription drug pricing points to corporate
freedom of the press is about your right to know. It's about your right to be informed. Today, there are real threats to press freedom and your right to know about the world around us. We must protect our right to know, no matter what kind of news is important to you. Before it's too late, understand the threats. ProtectPressFreedom.org.
You're with Lynn Shaw on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
And we're with Seek Smith. She is the general and founder of the Mom and Dad Army website, mom-army.com. Seek, what do you see? I think about this a lot. What do you see as the future with all of this war on for our children? Where do you think it's all going in the near future?
Well, that's the thing. I think what we really need to start doing is connecting the dots. What we see from our perspective and our lens, especially with survivors, is that this is essentially grooming society and grooming children. And what we're doing, and I say we loosely because it's not us, but what is happening is that children are being conditioned. Children are being groomed to accept things that are not safe for them. And that is going to make them vulnerable and easy targets for predators. That's where I see this going. And that's why I think it's so important for everyone to rise up and to join in this fight. Because if we don't, what we're doing is essentially handing our children over and infiltration of predators, right? They know where to go. They know to go to daycare centers. They know where to get jobs where they can have access to children. But when we take away these safeguards that we've had in place for children, we are literally serving them up on a platter to predators. And that's where I see this going.
Okay. Well, just know, again, October 21st is the big rally across the United States and the world, mom-army.com. After hearing Seek and knowing what is happening in the United States, also, we're going to throw in around the world, how can you sit on the sidelines? You know, as a mother, I'm a mother. As mothers, we all have family members, even if you're not a mother. As a parent or a caregiver, how can you not take action after hearing all of this? And I took action because I could not believe, you know, Seek mentioned something interesting. Everybody involved kind of gets this calling, and they're very impassioned, especially here, Seek, the survivors. Seek, we're talking about some survivors that are involved with the Mom Army and their passion and how it drives them to stop at nothing because they don't want this to happen to any other child or person. And now we have to deal with big tech. I say big tech, you know, they're at the forefront of a lot of this mess. And that is something I question every day, Seek. I don't understand. We work very hard on bipartisan policies, you know, safety measures, guardrails, not going anywhere. Stress why that is so important that the community steps up and really handles things. So while we fight in Washington or, you know, at your city or state level, we got to do it because as you and me are sitting here, probably another 20 children, I don't like to say this, are being abused or being trafficked or something exploited online. So please explain why at the community level, we must take over.
It is at the local level, school boards and city council. It's advocacy work. It's you know, working to support survivors and giving them a voice to speak about this and giving them platforms. The reason why we are seeing these problems escalate, there's so much money to be made on broken children. There's no money to be made when children are safe and loved and cared for. There's a lot of money to be made when children are being exploited. And on the big tech side, there's just a lot of money. I mean, the reason we can shut this down overnight. I mean, big tech can do it. They have the capabilities. They have the technology. They have the ability. They can see people's IP addresses. There are some legislation that's making its way through at the Capitol in DC. But we really need to champion around good legislation that can shut this down. We need to penalize, right? If Twitter or Instagram has child exploitation material online, they should be fined for that. But they're covering themselves under, you know, under platforms that are sharing information, right? And so we really need to change things so we can catch up with what's going on in modern times. And so again, it's get involved where you can, do what you can, but by all means, please do not sit silent and do nothing.
Great final words. Everybody, Seek, as you said, can get involved. House.gov, Senate.gov. Find out who represents you. Because Seek, a lot of people tell me they don't even know who represents them. And find out. Go to Mom Army online. Go to Lynn's Warriors. Find out what bills are pending. All you have to do is add your name and zip code. We need these boots on the ground. We need everybody involved. Seek, I don't know how to thank you. General and founder of the Mom Army, thank you for the work you're doing. Thank you for what you continue to do. You're building. You got the Dad Army now. We are with you 1,000,000%. Whatever we can do to help you. Again, the big rally next Saturday, October 21st. We'll be in Albany at 1 p.m. around the country. Yes. Go to the website, everybody, mom-army.com. Thank you, Seek Smith, because you truly are. I say this with such thanks and such heart. I mean, God bless you. Thank you for being the warrior that you are. And we will definitely talk again soon.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity. Yes, please go to the website.
And there she goes, everybody. So we are trying to get the word out. Could we be suffering a little censorship? Perhaps right now. But go to the website again. It's mom-army.com. You know, I want to also remind everybody that October is the month of domestic violence awareness. And we know domestic violence also intersects a lot with human trafficking because they're both about force, fraud, coercion. I want everybody, nobody's talking about this at all this month. It's really shocking because New York City used to hold events and really be very powerful in the last, I'd say, decade in talking about domestic violence. I'm just not seeing anything. But there is definitely an intersection of domestic violence and human trafficking. And we know that a lot of teens are suffering in their relationships, believe it or not. We have reports of 3 out of 4 teenagers. Well, they say 11. I don't really call 11 a teenager, but these are the reports, like 11 to 17. 3 out of 4 of these relationships are based on force and fraud and coercion. That is a form of trafficking. And a reminder also, people always think of the white van or a stranger doing these things. Most of these victims of all of this, whether it's domestic violence, it's human trafficking, it is by a trusted family member or trusted loved one. So it's important to recognize domestic violence, human trafficking, they do not occur alone in these silos. There's a marked overlap in the pattern of behaviors, abusers and traffickers exerting this power, control. And we have to talk about this because the one thing, there's always this shame about domestic violence. And again, it opened up in the last decade, but it is prevalent in every community. It affects all people. Doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter you're rich, you're poor, sexual orientation, gender, race, religion, nationality. Physical violence is accompanied, and this is the important thing people do not understand, emotionally abusive and controlling behavior. So somebody may not ever put a hand on somebody, but it's the psychological damage, and we have a lot of that with human trafficking. Remember, I don't like the words save and rescue in human trafficking because we work, the warriors, we work with victims, survivors, and it is a lifelong process. It is trauma. You know, it's interesting. I heard my husband say the other day, and I'm stealing his line completely, I can't believe I share DNA with these people. And that is about a lot of things going on right now in the world. And I'm going to steal it and say, I can't believe I share DNA with people who would abuse newborn babies, who would film little children in pain for profit. And Seek pointed out to us, it's a boring answer, but it is the truth. It is the reality. It is always, because people say, why, Lynn, is this happening? It is always about money. There is so much money to be made, whether it is the predator, whether it's the criminal, the trafficker, the domestic violence, that is really about control and power. There are plenty of resources as far as domestic violence, NNEDV is where you should be going, the National Network to End Domestic Violence. You can call them, email them, just to ask questions, just to get reinforcement, just to find out what is available in your community to help you. Don't be shy. There's no time to be shy in our world. Look what's happening and exploding all around us. It is time to take care of yourself and your loved ones. So again, that is the National Network to End Domestic Violence, NNEDV.org. And also, this is a really good resource, the National Child Traumatic Stress Network. Again, the National Child Traumatic Stress Network. That website is NCTSN.org. This power, this control. Why do people want to do that? I always ask these questions, and the answer I always come up with is, I guess because they can. Both in trafficking, domestic violence, you know, they isolate their victims and they make them feel that that reality of isolation is all they have. And that that person, that victim, is dependent. Again, this is for domestic violence and human trafficking. Dependent upon them, a roof over their head, food. And a lot of women in particular stay with abusers, let's face it, because they have children and they just try to keep it going. So we can't lose sight of all of these things happening right now with everything else going on around the world, but we have to talk about it because children, the mental, the scarred effects last them this trauma a lifetime. We know in the United States that an average of 3 women a day, did you know this? 3 women a day in the United States are murdered by their husbands or boyfriends. 2 million injuries plus from an intimate partner each year. Again, the mothers are always trying to protect their children. So children growing up, and often the shocking thing is, often the children repeat these patterns of domestic violence. So we have a lot of issues we have to keep our eyes on. But go to nnedv.org, seek help. And remember, you can always write to me here, you know, on TNT at Lynn's Warriors. I'll be happy to help you with any questions or direct you to resources. Because after all, that is what we're about. We're about education, raising awareness, and also we want to do whatever we can do to stop any of this in its tracks. And the one thing people say to me is, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. Always reach out. Because remember, any of these abuses can happen to anybody. But I want to remind everybody, you also have the wonderful resource of 988, the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Now, we just finished September, National Suicide Prevention Month. Again, not a lot of talk about that one either. So it's up to us in the community. 988, ask questions, ask about resources in your community. A lot of parents say, I don't know if my teenager was moody or not sure. Better to be safe than sorry. Find out. I'm giving you free resources. Call 988. Say, I'm a parent. I just have questions. I'm an aunt. I have questions. I'm an uncle. I have questions. Always, always, always. Newsletter, lynnswarriors.org. Please sign up. We just sent one out. I'll be resending it tomorrow. For those who have not opened it, you still have time to scroll down, hit the e-newsletter, add your name, and get this information we don't have time to cover. We want to also keep pressing on taking the phones out of schools. They don't belong there. Please find the template on Lynn's Warriors, how you can enact this in your school district. You can start in your school, get other parents together with you. We got to keep the kids safe for, I don't know, 5-6 hours while they're there. We need them to learn. We need them to interact. We need them to focus. Not on the devices, because a recent report said children are disturbed in school 257 times with different reports coming to them, different notifications, different this. And in a 24-hour period, get ready. If you're not sitting down, sit down, up to 5,000 in a 24-hour period. Now, that is distracting. I can't even believe I have to tell you that. Also, we are still asking you to rally behind the Apple movement. They are storing child sexual abuse images on their iCloud. Why is this acceptable? Why is any of this acceptable? Why do we have to fight so hard? Again, go to my Twitter, go to my Facebook, find the movement, add your name, hit the send button. It goes to Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, and all of his board. They have to stop this. We cannot. Minors, anything with a child is unacceptable, is against the law. And just to recap, we had Seek Smith, S-E-A-K, everybody, Seek Smith. She's the founder, the general of the Mom Army. We are doing a nationwide, worldwide rally next Saturday, October 21st, to protect children. Our children are not for sale. Our children are not to be exploited. The website, mom-army.com. Sign up. Join in. Form a battalion. If you do nothing else, donate $5. Do something. Again, we all have to do something. And also October 18th, a reminder, right here in New York, I'm doing an event with Jason Jones, renowned border expert, to educate you about what's going on our borders and how we can all participate and take action and stop this, because every state is now a border state. I want to thank you for listening. Please write to me, ask questions. I've got some answers for you. TNTRadio.live, 24-hour news talk. I am here for you. Thank you always to Alex, our engineer on the board in the studio, for keeping all running smoothly. Ruckus, our producer, and our entire TNT family for giving us this platform to share critical and crucial information with you. Until we meet again, this is Lynn's Warriors on today's news talk, TNT Radio. Remember, today and every day, it's 2023. You can no longer sit on those sidelines. Get up, engage, educate, empower yourself and your children and your community. Community creates change today and every day. Now, you are armed. Go out and be a warrior.